The Creation of the Heavens and the Earth, Part 7, All Things Created for Christ, by Reverend James Lanning. Why did God create this universe? Obviously, He did not need anything. He is perfectly self-sufficient, nor was He lonely. He enjoyed perfect fellowship within Himself as the triune God. So why did He create all the things that He did? What was His purpose in doing so? There are a number of passages in Scripture that tell us the reason why God created all things. In the book of Revelation, for example, we are told that He created all things for His own pleasure. We read, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." Revelation 4, verse 11. This passage provides us with a general answer as to why God created us and all things. It serves to point out that God did not need to create, but freely chose to create because it pleased Him to do so. There are other passages, however, in which God gives us a more specific reason as to why He created all things. In those passages, He tells us that He created all things for His Son. We read in Colossians 1, verse 16, "For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven, and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him." The first three verses of the book of John teach that God created all things by His Son, who is called the Word of God. But this passage in Colossians says that all things were created not only by God's Son, but for God's Son. God would glorify Himself in and through His Son, who would rule over all the creation to the glory of God's name. It is important to take note of the fact that it was for Christ, and not for Adam, that our Father in heaven created all things. Some think that God originally planned to glorify Himself in Adam, but that then, when Adam fell into sin, God had to come up with another plan, a plan B, if you will, which involved sending His only begotten Son to save us. This, however, is not the case. God never has to resort to a plan B. Whatever God has purposed always comes to pass. Jehovah Himself declares that He always accomplishes His good pleasure, Isaiah 46, verse 10. His plan is never frustrated. So that means it was God's plan all along that Adam would fall, and that then Christ would come. God had something better planned for us from the very start. Adam was created as the head of the earthly creation, but not of the heavenly creation. Yet God, from the beginning, intended to unite all things, both in heaven and in earth, in His Son, Jesus Christ. In Christ, the Lord of heaven and earth, God would raise us to a life much higher than that which Adam ever could have enjoyed in the Garden of Eden prior to the fall. God created Adam perfect, it is true, but he was earthly, and it was possible for him to sin and to die. In Christ he would be no longer earthly, but heavenly, and in him alone, he would be able to obtain immortality. Unlike Adam, who was able to sin and die, we will forever be unable to sin and unable to die in Christ Jesus our Lord. God created all things for Christ, which means that we also have been created for Christ's sake. All God's creatures serve us, but they serve us that we may serve Christ. In Scripture we read that all things are ours, and we are Christ's, and Christ is God's. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 21 through 23. This is what we must remember as we go about our work from day to day. God created all things for the sake of Christ, His Son. It is for His sake that we were created, so that means that all that we are and all that we have must be used to serve Him. This is the purpose for our existence. This is the reason why we were created. Thus, it is only in the way of submitting to the Son that we will prosper and experience true and abiding joy.